from the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Oh, yeah. We are popping off right now. It's 11 p.m. It is Tuesday night. It is Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. This is where local music lives, and I am your host for this next beautiful hour. I want to say thank you to Spike on the mic for such a glorious lead-in. He's so great. Spikey, we love you. My name is Mosh Shelton, like I said, and I am your host, but my co-host for this evening,
Beatbox Bob.
Beatbox Bob is pimping, and he's in the building. And with myself and Beatbox Bob, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Like I said, we're popping off every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. A big shout-out to Ed Weigel for helping us out for our intro, the legendary Ed Weigel. Of course, we have a song tournament we're going to play. I picked four 90s alternative rock songs, of course. And we're going to see what we like better out of those. And I'm also going to see which one of you guys can guess it quicker. And, you know, we got some things to talk about. Jake Paul lost to Tommy Fury.
What?
Yeah, so we're going to have to discuss that real quick. And then, of course, we have trivia time. So it's going to be a crazy show. Big shout out to Sunshine 96.7 FM. We've got a show. The Mosh Gelton Show is hosting a show at Brennan's. A Beatbox and Mosh Gelton are going to battle in a rap battle. Three rounds on camera, live. And that's going to be April 1st at Brennan's in Newport Richey. We're also going to have Tranquil performing. And
Holiday.
Holiday at Newport Richey. I'm trying to do something, bro. All right, bro. So where at and Holiday is it?
Alternate 19.
Yeah.
And Holiday Lake Drive is the closest cross street.
All right. Go ahead. What else we got going on, Mike?
That's all I had.
Nah, man. You want to go ahead and take over the show? Take it over, bro. What do we got
going on? Well, you didn't want to send people to the wrong place.
When you click, dude, Brennan's in Newport Richey. It's a month away, bro. I was flowing.
Well, I just wanted to make sure people got there.
I think that you can do it now, bro. You're a tough guy.
I don't know about that.
I know you're not really tough, but I'm saying like
mentally,
I'm tough. Something we could do. So bring us in, though. I want to hear you bring us in. I'm just, you know, I'm busting your balls, and I feel like the people don't know that sometimes, and they're like, "Oh, Mosh is being so mean to Mike."
He is, man.
So bring us in, man. What do we got going on?
We got Brennan's on April 1st in Holiday.
Are you excited for it?
Absolutely.
Beatbox Bob, man, how are you?
I've never been better in my entire life, Mosh.
Yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Are you happy to be back on Sunshine 96.7?
This is my favorite radio station, and I'm not even saying that. I actually mean it. Like, this is my favorite spot. I'm proud to be a part of this.
So, before we get into these music things, did you guys hear that Jake Paul lost to Tommy Fury by split decision?
About 10 seconds ago. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. I put a little bit of money on Jake Paul, and I haven't been doing good on anything except for MMA. When I call MMA, I do pretty damn well, but I kind of thought Jake Paul was going to bust them up. But when he got in there with Tommy Fury, it kind of showed, like, Jake Paul's got some Floyd Mayweather to learn, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys saw, but yeah, it was a split decision, went all eight rounds, and did you see or hear about that, Mikey Flaw?
I did not.
Well, it was only the biggest sporting event of the past, you know, few years, so I don't know if you guys are ready. Are you guys professionals? Remember last week you were supposed to be professionals, or we got to go back to that?
Are you kidding me right now, man?
Was I supposed to watch MMA?
I mean, you're supposed to watch. When Jake Paul has a fight, you're supposed to at least learn about it.
We've got a million other things, man. There's going to be a gap somewhere.
Gaps.
There's about to be a gap in your teeth, bro, if you don't learn what I'm trying to tell you to say.
Oh, you mean this one right here?
Yo, when are we going back down to St. Pete Beach, bro? We got to go to St. Pete. We got to go to the people, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
First Friday?
Let's do it. Elaborate, man. What are we going to do on St. Pete Beach, bro? It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. We're the number one alternative talk radio show in the entire Tampa Bay area. We got to get to the beach. We're throwing a show on April 1st. What can we do in St. Pete? If you guys, listen, if you guys out there in St. Pete are listening to this show and you have any sort of venue that we can throw an event at, we will throw an event at your venue for nothing. We'll take care of it. We'll figure out a way, but we will come and we'll bring the show there and we will throw an event. We'll have a band. I'm a Hall of Fame battle rapper. I will battle rap somebody. There will be a lot of people in the building. We could crush it.
Oh, my God. It would be a fantastic time, dude. There's all sorts of bars. There's all sorts of stuff that we can visit. There's restaurants out the wazoo. You know, there's one bookshop, Haslam's, all sorts of stuff.
All kinds of books you can read.
Dude, seriously, everything, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was just saying, First Friday. That's what we went to. We could go there and we could bring our merch. And just, you know, like panhandle or, you know, like in the middle of the street, just hold up the shirts and stuff, you know.
So you're saying, so what you're telling me is on First Friday, we go out there with our merchandise.
Right.
And we wave our Mosh Gelatin Show flags, if you will.
Flags. Yeah.
Throughout the entire First Friday.
You could just walk around on the street like, you know, like a t-shirt vendor. Right, you might need a permit. I think you might need a permit.
Permit,
yeah. But what is that, like $15 or something?
I was about to ask, is that even legal?
Yeah.
Permit.
Yeah, you just have to probably apply online and pay. I don't know how much it is, but it used to be cheap.
So we'd have to get a permit to sell shirts at First Friday walking around?
Or, you know, we could actually just hit up the event organizers on the next one and, you know, hey, you know, what would it, can we do something like this?
Yeah.
We'd be covered.
And we got to remember, everybody, when Creative Loafing comes up, we're going to get nominated for Creative Loafing and we're going to be the number one quote unquote podcast, even though we're on, you know, multiple radio stations. But listen, we are going to get that Creative Loafing podcast. And also, when Chasco Fiesta comes to Newport Richey, we need to be cognizant that if we can get on that, even with a small, tiny booth, we're going to get down. And the April 1st show from Brennan's, and we're going to see if 96.7 FM wants to they're not official sponsors of that show. It's just the Mosh Gelatin Show for now. But I'd love for you guys to jump on. And we also need 2 hours. If you can give us the 2 hours, that'd be great. Just two hours.
Pretty blatant. Too late now.
2 hours, please.
Two.
But yeah, so hopefully 96 jumps in, and then that would be really dope. And like, me and Bob are gonna battle, and it's gonna be crazy, and it's gonna bring a lot of people. So I'm super stoked about it, man. You know what I'm saying? But we got to do something in St. Pete.
We absolutely do have to do that.
St. Pete, we do love you. And as soon as we can get the phone numbers for you guys, because you guys can't call our phone because we got to, it's recorded like a couple minutes before it goes live. So by the time you guys call, we'll be on another topic. So it doesn't work. But what I'm saying is this, we love you. Now listen, what I'm going to do is sometimes we play local music. Sometimes we play some kind of other music. Now, I'm going to play a small portion of the intro of a song.
Yay.
And as soon as you guys know it, you tell me what it is, okay?
I like this.
Nice.
I like it.
It's a short intro. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
I said, why not? Okay, oh. So... yeah, it tried me a little bit, and I had them all pulled up. So I'm going to play the short intro. I don't want it to be combobulated by anything, but these are 90s alternative rock songs, and these are some of the best songs. So
say you.
Yeah, and when I'm live on air, it's crappier. You know what I'm saying? When I do stuff like this, though,
is it giving you a hard time, Mosh?
Yeah, it played a commercial. All right, you guys ready to determine what song this is?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Smells like Teen Spirit.
That's Mikey Flaw. Mikey Flaw.
Nirvana.
Mikey Flaw got you first. That is way whacker than... that's way better, bro. What this is what Mikey Flaw put into our new board. Oh, we got it right.
What, are we playing Jeopardy?
Hit the other one.
And the other one when you get it wrong.
I like that one.
When you get it wrong, that sounds like I'm about to start a techno song. Yeah. Yeah, Mikey Flaw, you got to change these two. I told you I need a gunshot, bro.
I'm looking, man. I'm still looking.
You're not giving me gunshots when I'm asking you gunshots. Okay.
I got the gunshots.
So it is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, and we're going to go up against these other songs, and let's see if they're going to try to give me commercials after I've clearly already played them multiple times.
My life... lame. It's okay.
Come on, you guys don't know this song? This is immaculately wild.
Insane.
We all know.
What's it called? Who is it?
Man.
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon.
And it has the little girl in the bee suit.
Yes. That is the music video.
Okay, so I got two.
What is there? One. What is there? No.
There's no.
No rain?
No rain. Mikey Flaw is in the zone. Point of view, but it's not safe. It's not safe. I just want to keep my cheeks dry today. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. You stay. Yeah, you know I like to keep my cheeks dry today. Oh, 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 oh. So stay with me and I'll have it made. Oh my gosh, I love that song so much. So it's going to be Nirvana versus Blind Melon's No Rain to go off first. Do you think Smells Like Teen Spirit is better or Blind Melon's No Rain?
No Rain.
You think No Rain is better than Smells Like Teen Spirit? Okay, I don't want to influence. Okay, he says No Rain is better. I'm going to say Smells Like Teen Spirit by a long shot. Mikey Flaw, it's up to you. Smells Like Teen Spirit or No Rain? Which was the better song in the 90s?
Teen Spirit, for sure.
Scared me. Blind Melon's No Rain goes out and Smells Like Teen Spirit, which we haven't played much of. We will play in a minute, and that goes to the next round. There's only four songs here. So that kind of got me. Beatbox Bob, tell me why you would do that.
It's more melodic. It sounds prettier to me. It has a better, nicer, more chill vibe and backdrop. That's something I can listen to just vibing out on the couch or going for a drive. Versus Smells Like Teen Spirit is just something that gets you a little bit more hype up and stuff like that.
Do you think Smells Like Teen Spirit was in their top five best songs in Nirvana?
No.
Not even the top five best songs?
I mean, for my own personal opinion, no. I mean, for other people, sure, absolutely. That was probably one of their single most popular songs, but I'm just, yeah.
One song they don't know, a lot of people don't know about Nirvana, is where he's like, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. Yeah. We can build a church, we can build a tree, she said. It's so crazy. I'll play it for you. Matter of fact.
Never mind.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's called, he's like, we can build a house, we can build a tree, we can burn a church, we can build a tree, we start. So nasty, bro. Hold up. I'm going to pull it up right now. I got it right here. Here it is. Oh, let's see if they give me a commercial. Nope. That was good. Right? She says, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care anymore. Oh, it's such a bang city slang, bro. Isn't that song bangerific, bro?
Yeah, that is bussin', dude, for sure.
All right, let's go to the next song in the tournament. It's going to be something that Beatbox Bob knows very well, and here we go. And the next song of the tournament is...
Sublime.
Yeah.
It is Sublime.
What I Got.
Got to find the reason, things went wrong. Got to find the reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian, I could still get high. I can play the guitar like a mother. Right. Sublime's What I Got is next in the tournament, and it's going up with the last song that we have picked, and that is Something to Behold. And we will see if they try me, and of course they D. But so that was a good song, What I Got. Are you a fan of What I Got?
Oh, I'm a big fan of What You Got.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
And you're super familiar. Yep. So, I mean... You know, I pictured it going up against something hard. I think I know where Bob's going to go, but I don't know because this song is very well renowned. Tell me if you guys can know this quickly and off the bat.
Jeremy.
Pearl Jam.
Very quick with the click, with the snick. He got it.
I found my game.
She unleashed the lion and stuffed his face between the recess lady's breast. How can I forget?
At home, drawing pictures of
Jeremy Pearl Jam.
With him on top, lemon yellow sun, arms raising a beam, deadly in pools of maroon below.
Daddy! I'm going first, and then it's going to be on Mikey. Actually, Mikey Fly, you're going to go first. Do you say Jeremy by Pearl Jam or What I Got by Sublime?
Yeah, Sublime. Yep.
I'm going to go with Jeremy.
What I Got.
What I Got's better than Jeremy?
Yeah.
They've got better songs. I think you're wrong, but What I Got's going to move on.
Pearl Jam is a better band, but this particular song choice.
Yep.
So you really think What I Got has it?
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's the best? So we're going to have to do What I Got versus Nirvana, but do you think that's the best Sublime song?
Well, it's one of their most recognizable ones.
All right. Well, before we get to Nirvana versus What I Got, there is one wild card. And you guys ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
Damn, these guys are good, bro. Wow. I played literally 1 second, it says, which is probably less.
Streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie.
And I don't ever wanna feel
like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers or What I Got?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, same.
Red Hot Chili Peppers takes What I Got and takes to the finals. So it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers right now. We just listened to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but we got it. Let's take one more blink at Smells Like Teen Spirit. Here we are now. What's it gonna be? Is it gonna be Nirvana? Smells Like Teen Spirit, or is it gonna be Red Hot Chili Peppers? Mikey Flaw.
That's a hard choice, but I'd go with Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge by Mikey Flaw. Beatbox Bob.
Under the Bridge.
That's where we at.
And it's a unanimous Under the Bridge. Unanimous Under the Bridge. Nirvana loses in the finals to Red Hot Chili Peppers' Under the Bridge, which I believe that was Red Hot Chili Peppers' top three songs. I would say number one, debatable, and that was probably Nirvana's fifth best song. It was in the top five, but I think it was just slightly edged out, in my opinion, by Anthony Kiedis' Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's an absolute succinct and concise way to explain that, Mosh.
But if this song right here was in the tournament, bro, right here, there wouldn't even be a debate. You can give me weed. I don't know the B. Don't know all the words, stepping on these turds. If you want a chick, she can. If we want her all, I don't want to go. She said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said. Oh, it's such a bangerific song. All right, give yourselves a round of applause. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anthony Kiedis, if you're listening, you just won a prize. You get a Mosh Gelatin shirt, Anthony Kiedis. You guys can hit us up at themoshgelatinshow.com. And if anybody wants to call us, you can't because the phone lines aren't on yet, but we will get them to you. You are listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show, by the way. Don't forget that you are listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, and this is where local music lives. Even though we're playing some commercial music, because there's no reason for a radio station to pay royalties if we're not going to use the music. So what we're going to do is we're going to use what we have that is given to us as tools that are vested in us by the program director and the people that run this station. So what I want to do is, by the power invested in me, I want to talk a little bit about something else here. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of silence there. I got drunk at Cricketers over the weekend.
Nice.
I think it's called Cricketers over there on 54, Newport Richey, old 54.
Yeah.
Is that a strip club?
No. It's a really, really nice little down-to-earth pub.
It's a little bar on old 54.
Is that an Irish pub?
Nah. It was originally British themed, but since then it's...
It wasn't an Irish pub. I don't know what you're trying to say.
I get it. The cricketeer. People that play cricket.
They play cricket.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, who knows how to play straight man? All right, you're a straight man. All right, you're the woman, and I'm the Irish guy. I'm picking you up. You're playing the straight. You ready?
All right.
How you doing there, m'lady?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing there good now, milady. You see, you're sitting there in the bar there at the end of Cricketers, and what I want to say to you is you look so magnificently beautiful. Your hair is beautiful, and can I touch you in the backside?
Oh, thanks. I've been working on it. Meh.
What do you think about my friend Mikey? And I'm Russian for some reason. You like a Mikey?
I am concerned about the lack of consistency, but yes.
Listen, I don't want to be any more Irishman no more. I'm going to stay Russian now. Look, I want you to deeply penetrate Mikey's eyes and tell me, what did you see?
I see a man.
Good.
See, I know he's lying before, because now I'm a little Italian, but what I am saying is I know he's a lying because and there's a no way that you can classify the man named Mikey. Am I going to get canceled for making a voice? I don't even know. Don't listen, dude. My Twitter is at Mosh Gelton. If you want to cancel me, just follow me and tell me you love me, and that's how I get canceled, because I don't get. If you say you don't like me, it helps me out, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we got smashed. I was drinking Claws, and I drank some shots of Fireball. Me and my homegirl, I won't name her, but her name rhymes with, let's just say her name rhymes with Shishel.
Okay.
Mishmel.
Right.
Mishmel that you see at my house.
Oh.
I have no idea.
It's the regular one.
Okay.
It's the girl. I'm botching her name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah. Mishmel.
Mishmel.
Ishmael.
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 Yeah. And she can have a lamb, and she can have a tree, and she can run amok, and she can always be. And she's. Oh, my gosh. That Nirvana song. Nobody even knows much about the Nirvana song. It's such a badass song. It makes me want to smoke. Cigarettes.
Do you know any of the words to that song?
Nah. She says.
I'm not even sure about that.
That's what she says. She says. All right, no, but look.
That was clever.
I know. I thought that was actually crazy fire, but y'all didn't give me any new points. But what I'm saying is, I was thinking the other day, and I know a lot of people thought about this before. Mikey Flaw, I'm going to ask you first.
All right.
Drinking is legal. Correct?
Yeah, I would say after a certain age, sure.
Marijuana, illegal.
It depends on your state.
Okay, marijuana legal in Florida.
Are you asking me my opinion?
Is it legal in Florida?
Yes, with a prescription from a doctor.
No, the answer is no without a prescription. So, in general, without getting any enhancements to any general person is illegal.
No.
Because driver's licenses are legal, but if it's legal to drive, yes, if you have a driver's license, but it's not. You're not just arbitrarily legal to drive. You have to get something for it. Yep. So, therefore, it's illegal to smoke marijuana, but it's legal to drink. How the hell are we? How does the people let them justify that, Mikey Flaw? Oh, and then I want to get Bob's thoughts before we move on to the next segment of trivia time.
I would say it's lobbyists and people that own big, beer companies and like Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, you're getting all
man. They get some laws put in there, man.
He's getting alt right on us, Bob.
Am I wrong?
No. So you're saying. But I'm saying, okay, let's just say it was lobbyists, quote unquote. Why are the people, why are we just standing for that? Like, yo, you could sell us beer, which is way crazier, or you could sell us a little boop.
Well, it's going to go there. I mean, we're almost there.
Yeah, but the fact that we let it go, and now only, it's like, yo, I can't afford to buy my own dispensary. So now it's like rich people get, I ain't even going to try to get that. All I'm saying is, yo.
Rich people
make love, not war. You know what I'm saying, Bob? What do you think about that, real quick?
Paper industry makes weed illegal because hemp is more easily accessible than trees.
Conspiracy theories, I love them.
Well, it's just it's been stated outwardly.
Yeah. So you and Alex Jones and Kanye West are going to lunch tomorrow?
No. But if you can read that on a poster at a middle school, then I would think that that's pretty general knowledge at this point, not conspiracy.
Are you like a sovereign citizen or something?
No, I'm not a sovereign citizen, sir.
That was Gaz. Are you a sovereign citizen?
I thought that was pretty funny.
Out of nowhere. All right, listen, dude. There's a segment that we do every week. And now we're halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through. So it's time to do this segment. And what this segment is I'm going to ask you guys right now nicely. And you guys tell me, are you guys ready for trivia time?
Yes.
Yes. Trivia time. This is how trivia time works on the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, St. Pete. Trivia time works like this. I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer to that question is going to have some sort of pertinence to a song lyric. For example, if I ask you, what kind of bottom jeans did I have?
Apple bottom jeans.
The answer would be apple bottom jeans, and you would hear that and Mike's little weak one. And if I said, if I asked you what kind of jeans you had and you said
orange,
you would hear or Mike's little weak one. So, which is the wrong answer. So that's how you play. It's really easy. It's called, you know, Trivia Time Song Lyric. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. And since we're the number one alternative rock radio, it's alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area, excuse me, I am dead sober. And I've had almost zero sleep, but I don't sleep because I can only sleep when I'm more successful than your mama. Are you guys ready for the first question?
Yes.
According, this is rapid fire. You guys can go immediately. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Yeah.
According to a song lyric, when do I want you to wake me up?
When before September ends.
Before I go-go. Before you go-go.
It's when September ends.
Hold on. Everybody pause.
It's one of those.
Rephrase what you just said.
Wake me up when September ends.
That's correct. Beatbox Bob did get it correct. But I need you guys to be vigilant. Bob got 1 point, but pay attention. According to a song lyric, when do I want you to wake me up?
When September ends.
Nope.
Before you go-go.
Nope.
Wake me up inside?
Nope.
When do I want you to wake me up? You just said that.
Yeah, it's another one.
It's another one. When do I want you to wake me up? It's not when September ends.
Pop rock, new age pop rock. Pop, new age pop, rather.
Wake me up. New age pop rock.
Not rock, new age pop.
New age pop, wake me up.
When do I want you to wake me up? When do I want you to wake me up? When do I want you to wake me up?
Oh,
10 seconds. When do I want you to wake me up?
Wake me up.
That's it.
Man.
Wake me up when it's all over.
That's it.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. Yeah, you almost had it. That's all right. That's all right. Bob's got one. Mikey Flaw's not on the board yet, but he's keeping his chin up. You guys can go at any time. According to a song lyric, you both should know this, and I'm not going to start giving you more hints now. You guys got this. According to a song lyric, what was I born to be?
Wild.
Mikey Flaw jumps on the born with Steppenwolf's I Was Born to Be Wild. That is correct. Okay. Hands on buzzers. According to a song lyric. According to a song lyric, what did I never make it as?
A wise man.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Beatbox Bob with the points. Bob's got two. Mikey Flaw's got one. We're still rocking. We're still rolling. According to a song lyric, what is it a nice day for?
A white wedding.
Wow. Back and forth. This is riveting, actually. They are on it. Hands on buzzers. It's 2-2. It is a nice day for a white wedding. According to a song lyric. According to a song lyric, what happens every time we touch?
I get the feeling.
It is every time we touch, I get this feeling. Points for Bob for that. 3 to Bob, 2 to Mikey Flaw. Let's see if Mikey Flaw can come back. According to a song lyric, what did Mama say?
When I was young?
Knock you out.
Mama said knock you out.
That little
cool. Oh, it is neck and neck. Mikey Flaw with 3 and Beatbox Bob with 3. This is absolutely riveting on my end, and I'm not even trying to play it up because we're on air. This is great when they get close like this. According to a song lyric, it is anybody's game. There is only 3 questions left. It's tied. 3 at 3, according to his song lyric. Oh, I'm sorry, there's only two questions left. When do you make me happy?
When skies are gray.
Oh.
You are my sunshine.
Now, Beatbox Bob is up one, but this is a two-point question, so whoever gets this wins, and if nobody gets it, Beatbox Bob wins. So this is hardcore trivia time. It's down to the last question, a two-pointer. Bob's up by four to three. Bob's up one. So if nobody gets it, Bob wins. Fla gets it. He gets the 2 points. He wins the game. And, of course, if Bob gets it, he wins. This is the last question on according to a song lyric. So according to a song lyric, where is the answer, my friend?
Here is the answer, my friend.
Nope. According to a song lyric, older, inside. Classic rock. According to a song lyric, Mikey Floss should know this and he should be the winner. According to a song lyric, where is the answer, my friend? Any ideas?
No.
The answer, my friend. Eric Clapton, I think. Mikey Fall, you need this to win, bro. According to a song lyric, where is...
Well, if it's Eric Clapton, is it the song about his son? It's
how like many years must a man go down?
Oh, I don't think that's right.
Before you can call him a man, the answer, my friends, is near, 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 near.
That was before me.
The answer is near, 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 near. You guys don't know it?
No.
I've heard it before, but I don't remember this.
I don't like it.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is
blowing in the wind. Oh, and by default, the winner is Beatbox Bob. He takes the game by storm. He crushes the opposition. Beatbox Bob is the winner of Trivia Time right here on the Mosh Jones Show again, and he proves time and time again with a piece popping on the microphone that he is the man for the job when it comes to this. Beatbox Bob, congratulations.
It's lit!
You're not really going to win much yet, but once we get you upset, it'll be some tough threats.
Can I have a bottle label as a prize?
What, the Mosh Jones Show bottle labels?
Yeah.
You're trying to funk one of those?
Yeah, give me like 5 of them.
What do you need 5 of? Why do you need 5 of them?
So that way I can have one for each day.
I haven't even seen one.
Yeah, we've known that since what you...
No, I mean...
Making fun of you when you were in high school and college because of that.
The labels, are they clear? I haven't even seen one.
Here's what the labels are going to do. All right. So sometimes we'll have an acoustic guitar, right? And we like the freestyle songs. And Mikey Flaw just indicated to me by the look of discomfort and nervousness on his face that he wants to give us a topic for me and Beatbox Bob to freestyle a song about.
And skiing and an avalanche.
Skiing and an avalanche on crack. All right. Mosh Jelton, Beatbox Bob, skiing in an avalanche while on crack cocaine. I'm gonna freestyle some chords. We'll do something like skiing in an avalanche on crack cocaine, and nothing was the same. We were high. It was me and Beatbox Bob, and we were smoking on crack without Mikey Fla. We were high.
Oh no, here comes the avalanche. We're smoking rocks. Oh no, it's Bob and Mosh, and we were smoking on them rocks.
And we were smoking on them rocks, and we were toughing on them pebbles when the avalanche came falling down. And we were looking for some money, cause we ran out of crack money and there wasn't no one around.
in the avalanche. It came tumbling down and it destroyed our house real quick. And we said, whoa, no, what a stupid jerk.
So I said, look at Mikey over there. He's kind of skinny and he's frail. And I bet if I punched him in his chest one time, he'd probably break in half. Mikey is not built for war. If I fought him, he would die.
Yeah!
Facts.
So... it was a little Jingo Django that we thought that we would, you know, we would bring for you guys forth the fruits of our Jingo Django.
Jingo Django.
Yeah, man. So, Mikey Flaw, tell me something interesting that's happened to you. You know, so, okay, here's what I want you to do. Because I have, the way that's written down here is to say, tell me an embarrassing moment. Here's what I'll read it. It says, tell me an embarrassing moment from your past that nobody knows that you don't want to tell anybody. That's what it says. So whatever version of that you want to write, tell me an embarrassing thing that you don't want anyone to know that you never told anybody and that you're going to tell everybody right now.
All right. I was about...
radio friendly, FCC.
13, 14 years old. And I rode with some friends, I guess you can call them, to Clearwater Beach. We know where this is, right? Clearwater Beach. It used to be, I don't know if it's still called Surfside, but the main hotel right there. Is it still Surfside? I don't know. So, yeah, we're by the pier. You know, as soon as you get onto Clearwater Beach, the pier, right? And
you're on the pier.
No, we're on the beach by the pier.
You're on the beach by the pier.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm standing there talking, and somebody grabbed my trunks and yanked them to the ground.
You got draped?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called draped.
Yeah.
Some people call it pantsed.
Yeah, you can call it pantsing, whatever.
It was probably one of the most embarrassing.
That's crazy because I was at McDonald's because back in our day, McDonald's used to throw like drives and stuff for like the school. And it was like 7 p.m. and it was dark. And I was standing on the fence that's outside of the playground where they used to have a playground. And my brother came by and draped me in front of like 100 people from our school, bro. And I was so mortified, bro.
Try it on the beach.
Yeah. Well, getting draped on the beach? You're used to wearing your underwear on the beach, though, bro. Homie hopper.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. You hopping the homie?
What does that mean?
It means like this. Here's what it means, bro. I'm going to tell Mikey what it means. Oh, see, it want to switch the beat. But Mikey, your breath stinks. You need some Listerine. They call me Maj Gelatin. Yeah, I am Mr. Clean. I am not nice. They call me Mr. Mean. Got Beatbox Bob to my left hand. Hit you in the head. Hit you in the head, man. You need a sweatband. Because the way you're running from me. Everybody's running from me. Everybody's going away from me. But they ain't coming for me. And I be spitting. It's just ridiculous. 96.7. With this, you go to heaven. It's just, I'm the best with this win. I spit with destiny. Everybody doesn't want the recipe. I'm killing and I freestyle at 96.7. You gon' get taken right to heaven. Now I'm not gon' say the words. Everything is absurd. What you spittin' isn't dope. It is only for the birds. And everybody knows I kick them to the curb. They be like, that's a phrase. I'm like, word. They like, word. Yeah, I be spittin' it. The Maj Gelatin Show. I'ma hit you in the face. Nah, help out. Holy, holy cow. Everybody knows I'm not gonna say ow when I hit my toe. It's the mistletoe that I'm kissing under. Everybody knows I just will wonder. When I tell you right now, here's my prop. I'm not really a slob. I freestyle and 96.7 is my job. Now I'm passing on off to Beatbox Bob.
If you don't know how it came to be, verbal attack on the mic from Maj Gelatin and B.O.B. What's up, Mike? What's going on? Here we are when playing the song. You see, keeping it tighter than a headband. You already know that this is unplanned. I'm a stuntman. I'm coming and bust
bust up them bands. Listen, Mikey, you already know that you're wearing the camouflage, and you already know I got the invisible flow with Mosh Shelton. He already knows he's wearing the beach shirt. Everybody knows what's up. He's dirt. He keeps on rapping. He keeps on saying them words and spitting them verbs and adjectives that gives the scrubs a chance to live. But everybody knows that everybody cannot give. You see, Mosh, go ahead and speak.
Yo, I go ahead and speak. It's Mosh Shelton, I can freestyle for a week. And everybody's sentences they spitting incomplete. And everybody's taking me, but no one is mistaking me. See, I will cook you like a bakery. And Mike had draperies, they're all around his pants. Everybody dance. I hit him and I cut him up and eat him up like ants. And that's how I prance, like a Blitzen or Donner. I do not smoke that, what is marijuana? I don't know, but I'm coming on her. I'm partying like I'm Donner. I'm telling you, you're a fun and you're a small type of bird. What you heard, I'm the word. Everybody knows you're a geek tweak, you're a nerd, you're a dweeb. Bitches wanna see you all not succeed when you try to defeat me. G, I'll beat you, my knees will kick you, your face will break open. Everyone's looking, it's like a pinata. Everybody owes my yin and yang. Will come back and I'll straight wing and wang that. Us with the left, with the right, get to bed tonight. 96.7, your head's right. Now we sitting here, it's 11 to midnight. But you better get your kids right, yeah, lift tight. I'm going to the weight room, yeah, straight doom. I hit you in the face, dude, you gon' wait, ooh. And going to the hospital, it's not possible. I'll run around your family like it's an obstacle. And I don't even think that you could spit like Mikey Flockin. They call him Flosco, but he's not really a raw man. A Florida man's about to kick someone up. It's Mosh Shelton missing a buck. I'm dissing him up.
I realized how long that went, and I just was in the zone. Bob was killing it too. You killed that verse too.
I had fun.
That was a killer crush verse. You know what I'm saying?
We have times. We have good times.
I mean, you're good at rapping. You're good, Mikey Flaw. Wait, let's do the melody check. All right, dude. So I'm gonna say. Because I want to see if you, I know you can't sing, but can you do the, like, start low with a low harm. Low note. So, like, I'll start first and you go. I'm going to go low note and then you go one higher and one higher. So just do do re mi, but do
re
mi
fa
so
la
ti do.
All right, let's try it again. Do,
re,
mi,
fa, so,
la,
to, do.
All right, let's go. And I
will always
love you.
Bye.
Well, always. They're going to beat us up for blasphemizing that song. We bastardized Whitney Houston right there. That's not fun.
It wasn't good.
So what we should do is, what we're going to do is we're going to go down to St. Pete. We're going to have a sign that says free crack. And we're going to stand on the streets in the downtown St. Pete. It's going to say free crack and cocaine. And then on the very small, it'll say parentheses, just kidding, because we're totally against crack cocaine. We're not going to give anybody that. But I bet you we can get a lot of people that'll look at us, and then we'll give them a bottle of water that says the Mosh Shelton Show, and it'll say, you've just been punked by Ashton Kutcher's influenced person, Mosh Shelton.
Because there you go.
We wouldn't be able to pay for Ashton Kutcher. But if you guys are excited about a dope-ass show, and I think I could say ass because we're late. If I can't, then I'm going to get in trouble, but it's going to be a dope-ass show, and that is going to be on April 1st, man. Me and Beatbox Bob are rap battling each other, and that's wild.
That's wild, man.
There's no way you could beat me, though.
I mean, are you ready to take the L?
There's no way you could beat me, though.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
Flosco, who do you think's going to win that battle, though?
I think it depends on the crowd.
A prepared battle.
I think it depends on the energy in the room.
Nah.
Bro, just make an assumption on what you think the energy is going to be and then pick somebody you think is going to win the battle.
I'm going to change it up, and I think Bob is going to, he's going to take one.
No way.
I'm walking off with it. I'm walking off with the bag, Mosh. You're getting
robbed.
I'll
disarm him. He may have dope bars. I'll disarm the crowd very quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
It ain't no, we ain't got to play it up. This is what's going to happen.
So is it written?
I ain't playing up nothing, Mosh.
Yeah, it's written.
People are going to love me. I'm going to work the crowd the second I get there, bro.
You may work the crowd, but you don't know how to disarm crowds. I'm in the Battle Rap Hall of Fame for Florida, bro. You don't know how to. I've been doing this way longer than you've been born.
It doesn't matter, man. You're going to drop the ball like you always drop it.
Bro, I always drop the ball?
Never. You never, ever drop the ball.
What do you mean, bro?
I'm just trying to get in your head, Mosh.
You can't get in my head. You're talking balls and heads, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about, bro. You know that.
Listen, bro. I'm gonna tear you up. But no, I really want to start getting involved with some 96.7 FM. I'm going to talk to some people, man. We got to get some sort of...
maybe a poster?
We got to check Chasco. Creative Loafing, they got to check us out. You know, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to... What else should we do? What else should we do that we're not doing, even though we have some stuff in the works? Don't talk about the works that we have on the low. But other than that, what else should we do?
I just said, if we had our... If they would do a poster with our logo and their logo, you know, like intertwined, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that would be...
I kind of have that on the internet where I have our logo and their logo and it says, go to Radio St. Pete.
Yeah. We need a music video or some sort of crazy, crazy multimedia thing that people are going to attach to quickly.
Video. Yep.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Something like that, like a music video or like a stand-up comedy special or something crazy that'll get out to people quickly.
Yep, I think you should do a music video of that song that you just made.
Yeah, Powder, that's a good one.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I just played it today, just bumping it like four times in a row, just driving in my whip.
I know, I would love to play it, but I don't know if it's got a couple of curse words, and I can't play the curse words, but the new song that I just dropped called Powder is fire.
You got a beeper right there.
Yeah, but it's a lot to beat, bro.
It is a fire song, though. I was bopping it all day.
It's good.
You were bopping it? Is it on Spotify playlist?
It's on YoTube.
Yeah, you guys remember when I battle rapped Drew Garabo live on 102.5 FM?
Yeah. Yep, I do remember that.
It sounded like this freestyle battle.
RG, the LOD got my back, so did Kevin and Seth. My man, it looks like you might have been smoking some meth. I'm just from Pasco. That's off the top of my dome piece. You know about that Jones Beach? Jerome's niece? That's a rhyme from Nas. I stole it right from his pocket. Around your neck? I think it's a locket. Like Rocket, like Herbie Hancock. I got my hand on my... I can't say that on the radio. Censor myself. Put my pride on the shelf. Is it 60 seconds yet? Because I know I'm going to leave Mike Rotunda's panties.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. I stopped myself too short. I get real nasty when I'm on the basketball court. And in the form of rhyming, you know I get crazy dirty. And when there's a girl around, I get a little flirty. But back to Josh Melton. Yo, what can I say? He got his 500th Facebook like today.
Oh! Yeah.
That was Drew's first round.
Not bad.
Freestyle off the top.
Not bad at all.
I came in there. I'm professional, but I wasn't in the zone, but I still did a little bit of work.
Time. There we go.
Yeah, we ready?
And there's a beat in our earpieces. There's a beat. So Dana should know that I'm a... Dana should know.
So are we...
No, I'm going to stop right in the middle of this because I'm getting messaged up.
That's rude.
I know, right?
Right in the middle of a show.
I'm getting messaged up. I'm trying
people think we're done? We ain't done.
What the heck, man?
So there's beats in the ear. That was Drew Garabo, and he's not a professional, but when I emailed them and they let me on and he accepted, I respected him for acceptance. So my first round, and I wasn't in the zone, and this is what I came back with.
Sure. Yo, you said something about Nas. What is this, biting night? You might as well go book a United flight. I stay insane. It's funny because Lady Jane is probably your maiden name. Ooh. I rhyme the sickest. Drew kind of looks like Fisher. Seth just looks like some guy that fishes. I'm even shaking badly. It's funny because, Drew, you could be Crazy Patty's baby daddy. I believe that you're soft, and there ain't no way because I'm freeing it off. And after this battle, I believe that he lost. You want LOD? How about the Legion of Mosh? I'm seeing you know, that's what I do because these freestyles are clever. Your rap is stuck. Drew R. Garabo, the R stands for geriatric cuck. Killing it. And that's what I do. I know y'all are feeling it. 7-Eleven, however you're dead, and I'm gonna jump you with Kevin, and that's the Soul Brother. When I'm rapping through, it doesn't really matter, cause I'm strapped, my dude, and you weren't born well. After this battle, you're gonna wake up in a room with Chris Cornell.
So you guys can check that out on YouTube. It's Mosh Jelton versus Drew Garabo, who's the host of Drew Garabo Live with John Senning on 102.5 FM. But definitely, that was a crazy battle. It was a crazy experience. I got to get you on to do something like that with somebody.
I would love that. That would be great.
And the other thing before we even think about going is I wanted to talk about the viral video. If you can write some bars about ordering Dunkin' Donuts or just Dunkin' Donuts, we can go up to the Dunkin' Donuts. If we can memorize it, we could spit those bars.
I'm with that.
So we got to write some Dunkin' Donuts bars. Like, yo, walk up to the cashier and be like, listen, don't try nothing funny. I need a couple donuts. I'm going to give you some money. I tell you right now, and I know that it's mean, but you better hurry up and go get me one mocha and cream. I want a little bit of sugar, not the booger on the side. And if you got some bagels that you're not showing and you're trying to hide, I'm coming back. Because I'll give a Dunkin' girl my wedding ring if she gives me bagels that have the description of everything. And bro, and what I'm telling you, that's pretty dope, man. I'm in a freestyle zone tonight.
There you go.
I'm still freestyling tonight.
Man.
Yeah, you need to go there and do that.
I want an iced mocha chocolate. Give me an espresso shot with that on the spot latte. Hurry up and don't be latte. I'm in a rush, so make it plush with the sugar. I want me at least 45 and a half of the munchkin little boogers. Hook me up with
boogers.
The egg sandwich. I want the egg sandwich on a manwich. Now skip that beef. All I really want is some ham and cheese. Hook me up with the croissant with the lettuce, please. Actually skip the lettuce because I don't want to catch a disease.
You'll catch a disease. All right, that's enough freestyling. So definitely, I mean, what else? Nobody's got any gigs coming up. We don't have any other battles. Our two-on-two rap battle got canceled that we were going to do in Fort Pierce on March 11th. So we're going to be making an appearance on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show right here on 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. That's going to be March 10th.
Yeah.
March 10th, and that's going to feature Beatbox Bob. Finally getting to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. You guys got to remind me, Ed Weigel that does the voiceovers, you guys got to remind me to send Ed Weigel his shirt. I still haven't been able to do it. I just been so slammed.
We got to shoot Ed Weigel that shirt immediately.
Ed Weigel deserves a shirt.
Absolutely.
His nerves hurt. Nah, but definitely Ed Weigel deserves a shirt. We got to think of something to do. Next week, I want to do something big on the show. I think I might have because what we do here at the Mosh Jelton Show, you know, we're on 96.7 FM, but we also do we do a couple other shows a week, and we have a freestyle rap battle champion in the house. So we may do the battle, but something big, like maybe eat crickets or something. We got to do something wild on here.
Yeah, I'm with that. Let's eat some spicy stuff or some gross stuff.
I don't want to wait for my life. Mikey, all right, final thought. Give me the most interesting thing that you've had to say tonight or that you will have had to say tonight after you say it right now.
I think when I said that things were beautiful, that I really meant that. And I still mean that. And it was a very beautiful day.
Do you really mean that, Mikey? Why do you mean that, Mikey?
Because
why
I
are you
mean
being
it.
Like that, Mikey? Come on, Mikey.
Come on.
I said it was beautiful.
Run around, Mikey.
Mikey. It's Mikey, good. Like come on.
Today was good.
The runaround.
Yeah, Mikey's
because of the plumbing, remember?
I'm so sick of this runaround. Yeah. Mikey, come on.
I had the guy.
So when you guys check us out, it'll be Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight in the Mosh Jelton Show. We've got music trivia. We're going to be playing some local music. We got so much stuff coming up. You know what I'm saying? We're just getting acclimated. We got all this new equipment, and it's the beginning of the year. So many big things are coming this year. The summer is coming. We're going to have female dancers in here. We're going to be going to the beach. We're doing an event April 9th or April 1st. We're going to be doing so much stuff. You're going to want to hang with us. don't ever not listen to the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. This is 96.7 FM Sunshine, Radio St. Pete. I am your host, Mosh Gelatin. I'm with Beatbox Bob Mikey Flaw. We are the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. We'll see you guys very soon. This is the Mosh Gelatin Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Shout out to Ed Weigel. The man. Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.